Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ed Terzansky is a senior fellow with the Foreign Policy Research Institute, former intelligence officer and Bush administration advisor. He joins us now to talk about this problem that we call Iran. Ed, I mean, I think a lot of people just keep hoping that Iran's going to go away. And that, I mean, after 40-some years of them financing terror, when are we going to face up to the fact that that's just not going to happen?
Well, I think this administration is facing that, John.
Yeah.
And every American president since 1979, so beginning with Carter, has been vexed by the Iranians because there's every reason in the world why they should be allied with the United States. But the big one that keeps it from happening are the mullahs and the entire structure that supports them, specifically the Revolutionary Guards. The Trump administration has decided that appeasement just doesn't work,
right,
which is absolutely correct. But keep in mind, this is a very complex region. It's fractured right now in terms of its power alignment, and you just don't fix things overnight. Mm-hmm. And I very much enjoyed was hearing all the media accounts that the carrier group Abraham Lincoln is on its way to the Persian Gulf. Mm-hmm. And one day the Pentagon said, no, that video was from 2 weeks ago. They're there already.
Oh, okay.
So this, I think the administration has played it very deftly. Mm-hmm. And go back to what is the key, the spine, if you will, of American influence around the world. It's our economy. Mm-hmm. And by shutting the Iranians and anyone who wants to do business with them out of the U.S. banking system, the administration has managed to turn up the heat on the Iranians. Mm-hmm. And right now, they're in a bit of a panic because normally, if they misbehave or they reach out to the luminaries in Western countries, people like John Kerry, and it's absolutely awful that John Kerry continues to have discussions with high-level Iranian officials, in effect saying to them, just wait out this administration.
You can get rid of Trump.
Will be fine.
You're right.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, that's reckless, and I think it's illegal. I mean, I just don't see how you can get around it. It's one thing to sit down and have tea and have a private conversation. It's another to be actively engaged in the direct 180-degree opposite advocacy of what the elected president and his administration is advocating.
John Kerry, I don't want to be too incendiary here, mm-hmm. but I would say John Kerry has been arguing against American administrations
since Vietnam,
for decades. And again, the Logan Act is invoked. It's never been enforced. It's mm-hmm. a dead letter. But there is a good deal of rationale behind it. You just explained it. You ought not have senior former government officials talking to other governments, subverting the duly elected government of the United States.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. I think it's bad policy, bad precedent. And someday the other side is going to find out that if someone were to do it to them, they'd be really unhappy.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think, just to play devil's advocate a little bit here, that the Saudis, with their newspaper advocacy for the United States to surgically strike Iran, are they shooting straight with us, or are they trying to goad us in or manipulate the United States in some way to be more aggressive with Iran than perhaps we should?
the late Bernard Lewis, who is probably, at least to my thinking and that of many others, the greater scholar of Islam and the region the West has known, used to refer to the Saudis as a treacherous ally.
Yeah.
And the only thing worse than having the Saudis with you some of the time is having them against you all the time. So we always have to be careful that the Saudis are being manipulative. They played both ends of the terror war, and they do it to this very day. And if there's any benefit to the Obama approach, it was to turn its back on the Saudis to make them a bit nervous. The problem is it turned its back on the Saudis and turned toward the Iranians, which was no bargain.
Yeah, big mistake.
So, yeah, we've got to be very careful about following the Saudi lead, and I don't think we are. I think we're playing this very coolly, and all this talk that there's a dispute within the administration that Bolton is against Pompeo and Bolton's calling for war, all this, that's overblown nonsense. This is a very serious situation. The Iranians have just announced that they're increasing their production of enriched uranium. Mm-hmm. Now it's up to the British, the French, the Germans, our erstwhile allies in all of this, mm-hmm. to finally figure out that the Iranians are not to be trusted.
So you, in the last 30 seconds, you don't think that Donald Trump is having to rein in his guys? Because John Bolton, I like John Bolton. I'm with John Bolton. I think we ought to just accept the fact that in our lifetime, we're always going to have conflicts in the Middle East. So let's stop pretending that the threat's going to go away and we can just live in peace, because that ain't going to happen. That's what I think. I think that's what John Bolton is saying in the White House. But
yes,
is Donald Trump nervous about it?
I think Mike Pompeo's right there with him. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those rare instances where not every thought is being expressed in a tweet.
Right.
We're keeping our powder dry and increasing pressure in the region, bringing more military assets in. And the president, probably the best thing the president said to the Iranian regime, if you attack American interests, you will not have a regime. Mm-hmm. That's a very clear, unambiguous message. And right now, they've got to think twice, because this guy might actually do something. Yeah. He'll be the first president in a very long time who's going to act decisively and not care what the opinion pages of the Washington Post and the New York Times and the other.
Well, that's clear. They can't get worse for him than they already are. Ed Terzansky, senior fellow with the Foreign Policy Research Institute. I always enjoy the chance to chat with you. Thank you.
John, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.